It seems like just last week we went and saw Dirty Ghosts and Isles play. But no, that was 2 weeks ago.
That was 2 weeks ago, yeah.
And now last week we saw you, so you saw that one. I had to play basketball, but...
Yep. And then we both went on Friday to see, let's see, In My Coma, Poor Young Things. Oh, sorry.
No, keep going.
The Dudes.
Yeah.
And The Dudes. So yeah, that's who we saw.
Yeah. So we went and we saw the show, and In My
Coma. Maxwell's.
Yeah, at Maxwell's. Our
former location.
Yeah, that we were floated above.
Yep.
And, but what was interesting.
What was interesting, Steele?
Was we went to see In My Coma, who was a past feature band of the week here.
Friends of the show, some might say. Friends of the show.
Yeah, because they were also in for an acoustic live to air, which they're now on our Bandcamp page, where you can download them performing live right here on the Mono A Mono show.
Correct. And then you can go to, you know, their iTunes and download their album.
Yeah.
Magnets and Miracles.
And so it was interesting. We had seen them acoustically. But we had never seen them
live and plugged in and all dolled up and whatnot.
That's right.
Speaking of dolls.
Yeah, you were hanging out. Yeah.
Woo. Laura Doll. Woo. Woo.
So, and you get
He's still my heart.
You get a different vibe when you hear them all set up there.
Definitely. And they were, I was very interested to hear them because.
Were you about to say they were for real?
No, I didn't say that. Because I had heard, because they had won some award before, I don't know what it was, but for being the loudest band at a show or festival or something like that. So I was like, they're going to be playing in Maxwell's, like fully plugged in, whatever. This and Max is a pretty small venue. It's going to be interesting. And you know what was cool about the entire show from like beginning to end was that who were there were like engaged. It was like there were more people there than there were, just because. You know, you've been to shows or we've played at shows where, you know, there's people there, but like they're just, you know, disinterested, going through the motions, whatever. Maybe that's, you know, more indicative of the accident and whatnot. But yeah, like everybody was really into the performances.
Into it, yeah.
It was awesome. It was really good.
It was some
really
good heavy stuff too, which, they were a lot heavier than I had anticipated.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe because I was thinking of their acoustic show or whatever, but
right,
like you had even said some, I don't know, maybe some Bush. You were referencing some Bush influences, but I thought it sounded even heavier than that at the show, which was good. I quite enjoyed that.
Yeah, no, it was a great show.
So
put on by In My Coma as well as the other acts, but we'll get to them later.
So let's air a track right here by In My Coma. Let's go with, we play Losing Sleep all the time, so I'm going to go with another one off the album here. Hit Them Down Kid right here from Magnets and Miracles right here on the Mono A Mono show right here on Sound FM 100.3.
Right here. We'll be right back.
right, there it is, In My Coma with Hit Them Down Kid, right here on Sound FM 100.3. Now, not only did In My Coma, well, we went to the show to see In My Coma
play. Yes, we did, yes.
But as we were
I'm not going to make any bones about that.
No, we stayed for the other bands, and we both found them quite interesting.
Yeah, really liked them.
Yeah, now, the second band that played was a band called Poor Young Things, originally from Thunder Bay, now they call Toronto home.
Yep.
And they've got a debut EP called Let It Sleep that was released in January 2012, which is a precursor to a full album slated to be released later this year.
And again, this is another band that is working with a really good producer, and they're working with the producer of the Arkells.
And they worked with, when they came up here, the keyboardist of The Trues, and then
and they
ended
were just
up touring with The
Trues. They just finished a tour, a cross-Canada tour with The Trues.
So, and their set was good. It was really great. They had five people? I'm trying to think. Yeah,
yep.
Five people on stage. Quite good stuff. If you like what you hear coming up, you want to check out PoorYoungThings.com. And, you can check out more of their music and more on this EP and where they're touring.
And also, if we forgot to mention, too, if you want to check out more, get in more information on In My Coma, you can go to InMyComa.com, which will take you to their Facebook page. And you can get some free tracks there and like them, follow their stuff. And they're very, very socially active.
Yeah, there we go. So what Poor Young Things song do we got lined up here?
We're going to play the title track from the EP.
All right.
Let It Sleep.
Well, while this is setting up, let me go through. Now, the next band that played on that show, we'll go right into their song after it, was a band called The Dudes, which this guy had quite the amazing beard going on. So this band was from Calgary, Alberta. Their
a great
album,
stage presence, too.
Yeah. Their
well,
album,
all the bands did, but this guy was funny. He was really funny. He, like, found the person that was in, like, the back of the bar and wasn't having a good time, and then got them off.
There you go. So their new album is Barbers, Thieves, and Bartenders, which was released April 2012. On their their website, I couldn't find much, but if you Google them, you can get some stuff about them. They've got a tour diary. They had no mention of the Waterloo show, but it's still a good tour diary nonetheless. And, quite a good show as well. So, we'll go in from the Poor Young Things song, Let It Sleep, right into The Dudes.
Tear It Up.
Tear It Up right
here. Let It Sleep and then Tear It Up.
Yeah, on Sound FM 100.3, Mono a Mono.